You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
Us versus them. This mindset is one of the barriers that homeless people face in trying to overcome their situation. How can people who have always had a comfortable home understand the plight of those living on the streets? Headlines Theatre, based in New Westminster, has come up with an innovative approach to tackling this problem. A new play entitled After Homelessness is trying to break down some of these barriers. It was scripted and is performed by homeless people. But it also seeks audience participation to find solutions for safe and affordable housing. Sandra Pronto is one of the performers in the play, and she's joined me by phone. Hello, Sandra.
Hi.
Now, Sandra, can you tell us how you got involved in this play?
Well, personally, I've done acting in the past. So this is my fourth play theater production I have been involved with. Although this is my second for Headline Theater, a few years back I did Practicing Democracy. And that's where I got to know Headline Theater, Mr. David Diamond, who's our artistic director. And he's the one that gets us all maneuver in the play and all that. And so, yeah, here I am again.
Now, I understand that there are six performers in the play. Is that right?
Correct. I'm the sixth one.
And you're the sixth, okay. Now, all the performers in the play have been homeless?
We all can relate to it or not, yes. We all have been affected and impacted somehow or another.
Can you tell us a little about your life before you started this play?
It all started before when I separated from my relationship I was in. A mother of four and all that, raised my four kids and that. I decided to make a change, but the plan I had didn't work out the way I wish it did. So therefore, I was left dangling right out in the city. At that time, I was living in the urban res of Vancouver. And for people that don't know, that's Native housing. It's a very well-known area of Vancouver. There's a lot of Native housing around there. And so at that time, I thought I was okay, but therefore, as it turned out, I was disappointed, I was let down, but I also end up walking the streets at night. I remember one time I was at Broadway Station, and I was falling asleep, standing on my feet. And everybody probably thought I was a junkie or something, but it's like I couldn't sleep because I'd be walking all night. And then I would be sleeping in hotels, or you'd find me sleeping in a park. And that was not a very good experience. You wake up and you would get drenched because the park sprinkler would go on. And what a rude awakening that would be.
Yes, indeed. I would guess so. Now, all of these experiences helped you when you came to put this play together. How exactly was the play put together?
Well, okay, I came in later in the production, but I do understand the issue itself. Kind of knew what was happening because I was doing another project for Headlines. I was asked to step in, and so I said, yes, I'd be gladly to step in. So I had a lot of experience in the street life prior to where I am today.
Now, in the play, I understand that you perform two different roles. Can you tell us a little about those roles?
Yes, okay. The main character I play is, her name is Shauna. Shauna is a character who is addicted to crack, and she's an addict. Shauna's living in the SRO. And she is struggling with her addiction. The other character I play is the BC housing worker. And the BC housing worker, there's a lot of obstacles, a lot of barriers you have to go through before you can actually get in BC housing.
I understand the structure of the play is a little unusual. The play is enacted twice each performance. How does that work?
Okay, well, the first time we do the scene, 30 minutes long, so we do the play without any interruption. And then the second time, We have our artistic director, David Diamond, who talks about what the second time around will be about. The second time around is about getting intervention from the audience. They come up and they replace those characters. And they actually try and make it magical, meaning they come up with some kind of intervention prevention work and how we can make it better. How can we avoid any kind of upcoming rising crisis? So instead of dealing with a crisis, they want to change it for the better, come up with solutions.
So the audience actually joins in and performs the play the second time around.
So for instance, I'll just use this as an example. BC housing role that I play, I play the housing worker. So after I've done my part, somebody will yell out in the audience, stop. So they'll say stop, right? So they come out, they interview, and a lot of times they will take over the BC housing role because they understand there's a big gap and a barrier in the BC housing situation. BC housing is really limited to what they can do as servicing the clientele. You have to phone in every month if you want to get into certain housing. If you say no to two housing sightseeing, you're taken off the list, and you have to wait a whole year to get back on the list.
So this is one of the misconceptions that people have about being homeless?
Some of the BC housings are actually, I live in one actually myself right now, but there's a lot of red tape bureaucracy behind it. So it's not that easy to get in, and you also have to comply and keep up to date with them. Otherwise, you're going to lose out your seat, your spot in the waiting list.
Now, turning a little back to the play, how have the audience members reacted to being part of the play?
Well, I will be honest with you on that. A lot of people have been impacted by it, but it's not like an everyday conversation, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are not going to talk about homelessness, poverty, and that. It kind of like swept under the carpet until they realize, okay, yeah, now we see what's going on here. And people really are impacted by that. They realize, yeah, we live here. We are the civilians. We should be responsible. We should be advocating for these people, too, on another level, right? And a lot of times people just rather ignore it and, like I said, sweep under the carpet.
And now I understand there's something called a policy scribe that goes to each performance. Can you tell us about her role?
Yeah, okay. Her name is Gail. She's there every night of our performance. Her job is to listen to the participant and to the viewers that are watching the play. And there's been a lot of good things coming out of it and a lot of good thoughts. I mean, one of the biggest things I have heard is the fact that we need to realize that we need to implement something for people that are dealing with housing. And one of the things they realize is people that are homeless and that, we need to have something that the policymakers need to follow up on, like the politicians and that, need to realize that the lifestyle of people living in poverty is inhumane. And one of the things that our policymaker had took a quick note up is they came up with a 24-hour or a 24-hours resource for mental health people that are on prescription medication, where if they don't get stranded or they don't get stuck, they have a 24-hour line where they could go get the prescription filled out or where they can get it. And I think that would be a great idea because some people get their medication ripped off and that, or, you know, like I said, that one scene we do, Shauna rips the mental health guy off, and his name is Bob. So she rips him off, and not even caring, you know, she was an addict. Not even knowing that she stole the medication or not, that he needs for his mental health to stay balanced every day, right?
As for the performers in the play, has this changed how you look at your own situation?
Actually, in my personal life, if I may say, I'm an activist. I do a lot of activism work in regard to poverty, homelessness, and like the Olympics that's coming up as well. Although I have learned a lot just from the play itself, from other stuff that never even occurred to me. Even me as my character, like I said about the BC housing situation, I learned a little piece about that I had no idea about. So, yeah, it's an ongoing learning for many of us that are in the cast, and also to educate the society itself. Like, this is what we are dealing with. This is what people are facing.
A little bit of self-education and a little bit of public education.
Yes, exactly. Can I say any better?
All right, thank you. Thank you, and thank you for taking the time to talk with us today, Sandra.
Well, thank you, Sean, and have a good radio show.
I've been speaking with Sandra Pronto, who plays Shauna in the play After Homelessness. And if you want to hear more from Sandra, she does a radio program here at Co-op Radio regularly Mondays at 2 p.m. And the name of the program is East Side Story.